That's me rubbing my hands, ready for this next Dreamcast sesh.
Oh, I'm so looking forward to this, because I'm super scatterbrained, and I'm about to destroy whoever lives above us, because their rhinoceros feet are just the last thing that I want to hear.
Yup. And we might hear it on this, so sorry for that. I think we're indicative of how that intro went. We're going stir crazy.
Yeah. Anyway,
I'm just going to rub my hands, and then we're going to complain about the neighbors.
We're in quarantine, and...
yes, and hopefully you all are, too.
Yeah, staying safe
even though things are starting to reopen probably way too early than they should be.
Yeah. Memorial Day is coming up, though, so that'll be fun.
Yes, when this releases, it'll be that weekend. So it'll be tomorrow. So happy Memorial Day tomorrow.
What are you doing for Memorial Day tomorrow?
This is weird tense now, because we're recording it before, obviously.
Yeah.
I'm going to be going home this weekend and for the week, because my dad's birthday is actually next week. So.
Woo!
Yeah. Going to go back and celebrate for that.
That'll be sweet, man. A 10-person party?
No. Well, we're gonna keep it under limits and have 9 people.
Oh, okay.
ten gets dicey. 10, you start raising eyebrows. We don't want any eyebrows raised at our parties. We just want to enjoy it.
Nice.
What about you?
Nothing.
Nice.
Usually it's opening day of the lake, and I'm pretty sad about it, and I'm gonna be just kind of stuck here.
Yeah,
maybe I'll treat myself to I don't know.
Treat yourself to something out of the ordinary.
Yeah. We'll see how that goes.
Treat yourself to a movie that you haven't watched yet, which is my segue into what movies we've watched since the last time.
Holy crap, we watched a lot of movies.
We have. I showed you Chaplin.
Yeah, Chaplin was super good.
I'm going to let you talk about that
for a bit. Yeah, I really like Chaplin. I've never seen it. Obviously, Robert Downey Jr. is amazing in it. And it's a younger pre-druggy him. And it's really good. It's just a really well-told story that was actually like really fun to watch. Mm-hmm. Not just because it's Chaplin, but it was told really well.
It's all about Charlie Chaplin's life. Like pretty much his entire life.
Yeah.
And it's also kind of coincides with like a history of just filmmaking.
Yeah.
Because they
that
show
was so cool.
How entertainment was, you know, pre-camera invention.
Like how it was the whole thing was developed.
Yep. And then how he, you know, became obsessed with it.
Yeah.
Fascinated by it when he stumbled into a movie theater. And how he obviously grew his career out of it.
Yeah, dude, it was sweet. Mm-hmm. I really like Chaplin.
It's awesome.
And then, I don't remember what other movies
we watched. Yeah, there's been a lot of TV
shows.
We
watched some shows, yeah.
We're both watching What We Do in the Shadows.
Oh, I love
which
it.
Which is hilarious if you have Hulu.
Nandor's my favorite.
Or if you can tune into FX. It's basically, it's written by Taika Waititi, so I think mostly directed. So the guy who did Thor Ragnarok. That type of humor.
Yes.
And it's about vampires living in the modern world.
Yeah. If you like The Office and Parks and Rec, you'll like this.
Yeah, it's a documentary style.
Similar vibe.
Yep. I've been watching Letterkenny, which I really enjoy. also on Hulu. It's about a bunch of Canadian hicks, basically. there's a lot of short YouTube bits that you can find that I was first introduced to. And I was like, these are great bits. And then I learned that it became a full-fledged show, or it was a full-fledged show, and those are just parts from the show. And I was like, this is awesome. The writing is pretty phenomenal on it. It's very rapid-fire, machine-gun humor.
Yeah, it's like every cut, or every line is a new cut, almost.
Pretty much, yeah.
It's like boom, 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 boom.
Yep. it's very quick. You got to follow it very closely, but it's worth it.
It's definitely funny to hear in the background too while I'm like cooking or something.
Yep. We also just started back up a rewatch of, now that I have the entire show, the original Dragon Ball Z.
Yes.
It's a little rough in the beginning, not going to lie.
it's a little molassesy.
Yeah.
And also like very obvious, like,
I'm going to do this.
He's powering up now.
Yeah.
Like that kind of stuff.
There's a power level over there, and he's just talking to himself. Which, obviously, for kids.
A lot of self-narration. That's what that's called.
Yep. A lot of expository.
Yeah, man. Well, what are we doing today, Spencer?
Should we do what we were hired to do?
Yeah. Hired by...
We hired ourselves.
Woo!
I think you get to pick this one.
Okay.
Last one we did was the Star Wars reboot.
Did I never actually know?
Also, happy 40 years to Empire Strikes Back.
Yay!
Yeah. A lot of the Star Wars movies came out in May, so all their anniversaries are right around now.
All right, today we are doing the best monster movie!
Nice. So, this will be similar to our Gladiator movie and our sport movie, where we pick actors who... like, are quintessentially, like, what's typecast into that role, into that movie.
Interesting.
I think this one, we should probably run through some classic monsters, because I feel like it's going to be that sort of movie.
Yeah.
Like, a Dracula and a werewolf and...
Okay. Are you also including, like, Jason and Freddy and, like...
We could do that, too.
And, like... monsters as the character, or are we gonna go big like Godzilla and
he could be included. Like I'm Cthulhu. Kind of I'm kind of picturing you ever see the YouTube video
no the ultimate, I haven't seen that one,
the Ultimate Showdown.
Oh, of course.
Something like that.
This is the ultimate show.
Something on that scale, except it's all just monsters.
Yes.
Brawling it out. So.
Okay, so like all the monsters going at it.
Yeah.
That'd be sweet.
And then we cast them.
All right.
Some of them I think will be harder to cast than others, but we can figure something out.
All right. Yeah, let's give it a shot. What monsters come to mind for you?
The quintessential one, I think, that came to mind that I said right away was Dracula. These ones will be, I think, easier to cast because it has a face to the monster and you can get a performance out of it. For example, Frankenstein is another one.
Oh, I see what you mean now. Okay.
Yeah, those types of monsters. Like
the classic monsters.
Yep. The Swamp Man kind of could be one.
Or like the thing.
Bigfoot.
You can do Bigfoot.
We'll put Bigfoot in there. He's a monster. He's a cryptid. I had a night a couple nights ago where I just randomly, I couldn't fall asleep, so I went down a YouTube rabbit hole. And that theme, the theme for that night was like found footage cryptid videos, which are ridiculous, but also very fun to watch.
Are we also going to do, like, a ghost and, like, a mummy?
Oh, yeah. We should definitely have a ghost.
Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde.
A mummy. I'm just going to put Jekyll / Hyde.
Does the Phantom of the Opera count?
Yeah. He's a performance.
Yeah.
Phantom of Opera.
Nosferatu. Oh, that's Dracula. Nosferatu would have been... He's just
could be
ugly Dracula.
Right. I think good ones that you said were like Jason Voorhees, Freddy Krueger.
Yep.
Monsters that we can like cast performances. Like we can certainly have Godzilla in this.
Yeah.
But like he's not gonna have a notable actor. It's just gonna be a dude in a big rubber suit.
Yeah.
Or CG.
Yeah.
And he also wouldn't have a voice actor. So.
King Kong
we could do. Again, it falls into the line of, like, CG. Like, I think all of, we could just lump all our CG animals and say Andy Serkis will perform them.
Oh, perfect. Yes. Because Jason, why not?
Freddy Krueger, probably.
Yeah, those are like the big ones I can think of.
Michael Myers.
Did you do the thing from the Black Lake?
The Lagoon?
The Lagoon.
No, I didn't. I'm just going to put all CG monsters. And we already know that Andy Serkis will, you know,
crush it.
He'll capture them.
Sorry, everyone else. He's got the monopoly.
Yep. He's the best. Yeah. There's no beating him. Wow.
We're making the best monster movie. We're going to have the best motion capture actor, pioneer, slash Hollywood sweetheart, Creature Andy Serkis.
We should have a little cast of heroes that we can follow who's just going to be kind of caught in the madness. Like okay. A leading man, leading lady.
Okay. Comic relief.
Yeah, a little adventuring party.
Okay.
Leading man. Leading lady. And should we call him the leading lad and the leading lady?
Sure. And are we... can we pull from anywhere in
who you think would best fit in a monster movie?
In like I know, but what a lot of these actors who played these iconic roles are obviously passed away.
Oh yeah.
So are
I think it would be a modern remake. So
keep all modern, but yeah. Okay.
Yeah, think modern for all these. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11, 12, 13 more to cast, if we want to leave it at that.
One comic relief. It's always fun to have somebody freaking out in all these.
True. So we have, and don't hate us if we missed a big monster, because we just kind of listed a scattershot. Dracula, Frankenstein, or Frankenstein's monster, technically. Bigfoot, a ghost, mummy, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. Phantom of the Opera, Jason Voorhees, Freddy Krueger, Michael Myers, all the CG monsters we have covered already by Andy Serkis, Creature of the Black Lagoon, and then we have a leading lad, a leading lady, and a comic relief character for like our heroes.
Perfect.
Yes. Wonderful. I think we go from there.
All right, let's do this.
All right, who do you want to start with?
Wow, there's so many good ones.
I know.
Well, I mean, I got a Dracula kind of right off the bat.
Gonna take the big boy right away?
Well, I mean, I was thinking about him. Okay. And we frequent this character or this actor because we're watching the show where he actually plays a vampire.
Oh my god!
I love Nandor.
Oh my god.
Nandor, or what's his real name is Kevin Novak.
How do you spell that?
Oh, see, K-A-Y-V-A-N, Kevin. Novak, N-O-V-A-K.
I wonder if he's related to BJ Novak.
I think that would be so
Jesus fun. Christ.
He obviously does a great vampire.
Yeah.
And I think... Yeah. Popular culture would actually appreciate having him upgraded to Dracula.
That's pretty fantastic.
I thought that'd be hilarious. We're spinning this a little bit silly.
I think it is going to end up being a silly big monster brawl movie.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Excellent.
I guess I'll do the next big one. I've got an idea for Frankenstein. Purely based off a Google search for tall actors, I came across this dude who is famous for playing a different role in which he makes lots of grunts and loud noises and just kind of generally causes mayhem, except he's a little bit older now, so I think he could be a little more reserved and still doing the grunts and mumbles of Frankenstein while still exerting his strength that he has, his raw power.
Yeah.
So I want Lou Ferrigno.
Oh.
For Frankenstein.
Oh, I like
the
that.
Original actor for the Hulk.
Yes.
From the show, Hulk.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, originally, whoever plays Chewie, they're probably good. But
I have a...
It can't just be talking, somebody tall.
I was going to say, it's... That's I'm gonna segue that into my Bigfoot, because I cast the current Chewie for actor
as perfect.
My
Bigfoot. Perfect.
He is Junus Suotamo.
Junus Priest.
Originally it was the original Chewie actor, Peter Mayhew, has since passed away.
Wow, yeah.
But Junus took over. He's been Chewie for all the new movies, all the sequel movies.
That's and then absolutely Solo, perfect.
So yeah. He was my Bigfoot, and that's where I was like, he's kind of a cop out.
Yeah,
because Chewie is kind of Bigfoot, but he'll know the movements, and he has experience working in giant fursuits, so
yeah. And being all lanky.
Yeah, exactly. Doing the walk.
I think I've got a Phantom.
Oh, okay.
Because I love the movie, actually, with Gerard Butler. I thought he did a great job. Because I thought he brought like a nice deep, like almost it was actually scary when Gerard Butler's character got angry.
Mm-hmm.
And like you could see the fear and feel the fear, but like I don't know, on Broadway it's just a little like a little high pitched and like just it's never intimidating.
Mm-hmm.
So the most intimidating charismatic person I can think of is Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Nice.
Who plays Negan in The Walking Dead. He can absolutely... And he can sing. if you've seen P.S. I Love You, that he sings in that one.
Have not seen that.
Well, it's a great rom-com. But yeah, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, he's a baddie. He can be violent, but he can also charm his way into anything.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I like that. You got another one of our big bad
boys? I got an idea for Freddy Krueger. So, obviously, we can't use the original actors.
Yeah, hard shoes to fill.
Who are kind of, exactly. Very hard shoes to fill. And, I can't think of his name either. But the Freddy guy, everyone knows that.
Yeah.
And so, I think we need someone who's very animated, very dramatic, very intense. And can literally haunt you in your dreams without a mask. And I think no one would play that better than Willem Dafoe.
Nice.
Throw some prosthetics on him. And
He doesn't even need the prosthetics.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose for the burnt face. He can't really burn his face.
Oh, yeah. We're just going to burn your face for this movie.
All right. Well, I'll match you. I'll do the Jason then. Freddy V. Jason. Freddy gets
silent,
fingered.
Persistent.
Yeah, Jason is basically just a tank.
Yeah.
And the immediate actor I thought of when I think just unkillable giant tank, because he was essentially that also in the show Game of Thrones.
Thor.
Hafbjörn Julius Bjornsson.
Yeah, that guy.
I know I pronounced that wrong because he's Icelandic, but. The mountain from Game of Thrones.
Holy
so
crap. That's definitely a good.
He would be my Jason for sure.
He's terrifying.
I'm just.
He's already massive.
Oh yeah, he's like.
And he's a silent destroyer.
Yeah,
destroyer of worlds.
He's like a world class heavy lift champion.
Yeah.
For like dead weight and probably just everything.
Yes.
Kind of going alongside him with like the silent killer, since we cast kind of two of them, I've got Michael Myers as well. I wanted somebody a little bit more scaled down from Jason, but also could hold his own, has, you know, the athletic, like strongman build,
mm-hmm.
and could still be intimidating and exude the creep factor, the absolute factor that like Michael Myers brings whenever he's in a scene.
Yeah.
I went with Jean-Claude Van Damme.
I love it.
I think he might be a little short for it, but he's mm-hmm. still, you know, not awful for it, I don't think.
Yeah.
Unless you can think of a better.
No, but no.
I figured physicality.
Yeah, if we're going off physical and which, just overall I mean, demeanor.
He hides being in a onesie anyway, so
yeah.
All right.
I had a few come up for Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, which Willem Dafoe was in the running for that until I thought of one who could even up the ante even more. Because Willem can go nuts real well, but we need Jekyll to also have a sophisticated side to him. And he does it okay. Willem does it as like Green Goblin. But I think it could be amped up a little as Tim Curry.
Nice.
And he actually has like a booming voice that could be terrifying when distorted as Mr. Hyde.
Now, if we did modern, it would be a little tough since he's had a stroke since his big acting days and he's kind of wheelchair bound. I don't know if that makes you want to recast still have him as like a voice or
why don't we,
because he's I love him for that part. But if we were to make it today, I don't know that he would sadly physically be able
to. How about Gary Busey?
He might be a little too crazy to bring him.
Well, we'll only have him as the doctor for a little bit in the movie.
You could have,
or John Malkovich could be sweet.
Let's do a compromise. Let's do Tim Curry for Dr. Jekyll.
Ah.
And then he transforms into, who did you just say?
Gary Busey?
After that.
John Malkovich.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
He transforms into John Malkovich.
All right.
For Mr. Hyde.
Yeah.
I suppose you could CG Tim Curry, too, to be, like, the big guy. But, like, he could still be Dr. Jekyll and still be, like, wheelchair-bound. And then when he becomes Mr. Hyde, he gets fucking tanky and just, like, runs everywhere. Let's just keep Tim Curry.
All right.
I think that was the right cast right away.
Well, thank you.
I have a ghost. And I think I have a mummy, too.
I have a mummy.
Oh.
And should a daddy.
I was going to say, should we pit our mummies against each other? Okay. Well, both of these, I kind of looked at our list and was like, there's a lot of dudes here. So then I started thinking of really good female actresses to play our roles for Ghost and Mummy, just because I thought of like the new shitty Mummy movie Tom Cruise.
Yeah,
but we would get somebody better for that. I went high stakes Oscar caliber, somebody who like you wouldn't necessarily need a whole lot of like makeup to give them like this hauntingly beautiful, like almost dead like look, because she kind of rocked it as Hela in Thor Ragnarok.
I was just thinking that. Yeah,
Cate Blanchett.
Oh my god, yes. For
the mummy.
I was like, yes, I'm seeing this because she was an actual mummy.
Yep, more or less, yeah.
Well, yeah, mummy spirit thing.
Pairing with her for the role of the ghost, I actually switched my mind a little bit because I want these two actresses, so I thought of a leading lady as well. And I thought of a ghost, and then I flipped them because I want a showdown between them. The leading lady we'll get to eventually, but for the ghosts, I thought of, like I said, originally the leading lady, but I transferred it to the ghost just because I think she would be a little more powerful in that role, a little more intimidating. Christina Ricci, who's famous for playing Wednesday
Adams,
and is in a ton of different stuff.
Yeah.
But I think she has that kind of haunting.
Oh, yeah.
Again, another haunting beauty about her, but she could be terrifying, easily. I think.
Easily.
Versus the actress who I thought of for leading lady, who would be good in that role, and I, like I said, want to see a showdown between them.
Yeah.
But I think she would fit the leading lady role slightly better than being the ghost. When compared to these
two. Who is it?
Aubrey Plaza.
Oh, my God.
The queen of
oh my God.
Monsterhood.
Queen.
Has to be in this movie.
Yes.